Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Highway Patrol reports 4 deadly crashes in September. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is urging drivers to stay alert after a string of fatal crashes across the state in late September. According to press releases from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, on September 18th, a chain reaction crash on I-90 near Sinclair claimed the life of 68-year-old Claudio Castanjera of Florida after his semi collided at highway speed into backed up traffic. 3 others were injured and later released from the hospital. Troopers say driver inattention was the primary cause. Just one day later, a 78-year-old Casper man, Spencer Jones, died after his pickup crossed into the path of a semi on U.S. 2026. That crash left the semi on its roof in flames. Investigators believe fatigue or a medical condition may have played a role. On September 27th near Lander, a juvenile driver in a Jeep Patriot was killed after rolling the vehicle several times. The teen was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected. Troopers say speed contributed to the crash. And on September 29th, 55-year-old Adam Garcia of New Mexico was killed on I-80 near Lyman after his Cadillac rolled several times. He, too, was not wearing his seatbelt, and troopers suspect a medical issue may have caused the crash. So far this year, 95 people have died on Wyoming highways, up from 77 at the same time last year. Highway Patrol officers stress the importance. Stay focused, slow down, wear seatbelts, and pull over if you're feeling tired or unwell behind the wheel. Campbell County lawmakers weigh in as Wyoming faces nation's highest elderly gun suicide rate. Wyoming again finds itself leading a tragic statistic, this time with the nation's highest rate of elderly firearm suicides. According to WyoFile, a new analysis from The Trace shows that from 2009 to 2023, 252 Wyoming residents over the age of 70 died by gun suicide, a rate far above the national average. Governor Mark Gordon called the numbers too high, saying more work must be done to strengthen mental health services statewide. Former legislator John Conrad of Uinta County noted the need for steady funding to keep the 988 suicide and crisis lifeline going. That funding question is now in the hands of state lawmakers, including House Appropriations Chairman Representative John Baer of Gillette. Baer, a Freedom Caucus leader who has spoken about losing his own son to suicide, said conservatives have supported 988 funding every 2 years, but remain cautious about creating a permanent trust fund. Baer said, "We want to look at the data. If it's working, it's an important part of the frontline defense against suicide. We're trying to look at everything and take a holistic approach to budgeting." Advocates say Wyoming's 2 in-state call centers have been a lifeline with more than 4,000 calls in their first year. They emphasize that asking for help is a sign of strength and community support, especially in places like Campbell County, and can save lives. If you or someone you know is struggling, call or text 988 for immediate help. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalene.